available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
As long as Israel obeyed God, you look at Israel today, you look at the land of Canaan today, it's dry and barren because they left God. They're still waiting for the Messiah to come the first time. It's barren. Now, they have places in the desert where they've grown palm trees and different things through irrigation, but at one time, that barren land was very fruitful. It was because Israel was obeying God. You see, sometimes our land can get a little dry because our obedience has dried up. We are not mindful of God in situations, and then our land, the heavens stop the rain. But as long as we are obedient, tell somebody, as long as you obey God. I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments necessarily, but obey God. In your daily walk, you allow him to govern your life. You allow him access to your life. You wake up and you say, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Hello. When you can walk in that, guess what? Rain is going to come on your land. And you will be fruitful. Your land will bear fruit. But you can be doing everything right and not obeying God. And guess what? The land is not going to be fruitful. You're going to be laboring and laboring just like Egypt. And still will not produce. Amen? All right. So let's take a look at Proverbs 19 and verse 21. The Lord will exercise his power to overrule or to sometimes permit or to further your acts. When there seems no way, God can overrule it. When they tell you no, if God has told you yes, he's going to overrule that. When something is blocking your path and God puts you on that path, it's up to him to get you through that. And he will do just that. Do we have that? Proverbs 19:21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Many devices in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord. Give me chapter 21, verse 30. We're going to go through a number of scripture here just to build that principle. Proverbs 21, verse 30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. I tell you, I wonder sometimes we know how good we have it. There is no counsel, no wisdom against the Lord. In other words, ain't no weapon that forms against you gonna prosper. Come on, I said there is no wisdom, no counsel, no weapon, no strategy that can, if you'll stay with the Lord and stay obedient, there's nothing that can prosper against you. It might form, it might be formidable, it might even cause you to pray more, but it can't stay there and block you. There is no wisdom against the Lord. There is no counsel. God, he says, he looked beside him and he didn't see any other. Beside him, there is no other. There's no equal to him. There's no one that can counsel against God. God will override anything that comes against his anointed, that tries to stop you. God, you just have to learn how to wait. Learn how to keep praising him. Learn how to stay focused on him. There's nothing that can stand in your way long. No wisdom, no counsel against the Lord. Give me Psalm 33, verse 11. Psalm 33 and verse 11. Psalm 33, verse 11. Isaiah 46, 10. And Lamentations 3:37. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. We're building that in the spirit right now. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Not just to us, but to our children, to their children, to their children. The counsel of the Lord, it shall be, and it will not change. if God were able to change, he would cease to be God. He wouldn't be God. Think about it. If he changed, he would cease to be God. And if you think that's a bad thing, it's because you haven't read enough of his love letter. I thank God he don't change. If he's all he says he is in this word, I thank God he doesn't change. You got Isaiah 46 and verse 10 for me. Go back to verse 9. Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Next verse. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Those are strong words. God says, my counsel shall stand. You know, everything we see naturally, everything we can feel, touch, hear, taste, smell, all these things are changeable. They're able to change. They're not permanent. Anything we see in this realm in which our physical bodies are in contact with is subject to change. But there is a realm where everything is relevant but light. Light will not change. And God is light. Hello? Everything else is subject to change, but God will not change. So therefore, his promise to you cannot change. Come on. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift descends from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. In other words, there's no shadow of turning. There ain't even a shadow with God, yet alone him doing something different outside of his nature. No, that doesn't change. There's no shadow cast by God. It's all light. You know, that's one of the wonderful things about heaven. When we are there, you will know everybody. At one time, I didn't think that. I said, you know, I've never met these. How am I going to know them? You see, in heaven, there is no darkness. There's nothing hidden. You will know as you are known. Paul is going to know you. Peter's going to know your name. Hello, Moses is going to know you too. Need I go on with the list? Saints from different ages we're going to know each other. Why? There's no darkness. Only light. Nothing hidden. Now, you know what? That same realm, there's a portion of that realm that dwells in us. Come on, can I talk to you? In the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was there at Jesus' crucifixion. That's how we bear witness. Not only that, let's take it a little further back. He was there when the Father said, let there be light. Let's take it a little further back. He was there before there was anything. My God. And you know what? He's on the inside of us. That's why I said, you are extraordinary. You need to stop acting like a mere human mortal. You have access to heaven. You have access to the throne of God, beside whom there is no other. The one who has counseled you, and his counsel shall stand. If you understand like I do, when God gives you a word, your enemy will make it seem like all hell breaks loose. That's hell. That's darkness. But see, he knows darkness cannot comprehend light. So he's got to try to convince you. In your mind. See, God has illuminated our mind. And so he tries to convince us to think otherwise. Because as a man thinketh, you let darkness in or you keep darkness out. And I declare, if you'll keep speaking light, if you'll keep talking light. See, we don't have time to be focused on the devil, what he's doing. We need to be focused on what God is doing, on who God is, what God promised, so that our body, if our eye is full of light, our whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are focused on darkness, your body's going to get dark. Set your eyes upon him. The one whose counsel is immutable. It cannot change. The devil cannot touch. Do you know your adversary is a created being? He has to be in a place at a certain time. He is not omnipotent, omnipresent. He's somewhere right now acting up. While God is all encompassing. He's everywhere all the time. His eyes are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Hallelujah. His eye is always on you. He's got you in his mind. His thoughts toward you are more than you can number. I like to look at it this way. God stands outside of time. Time is in God. That's why he can work a miracle for you. He can turn back the hands of time. He can give you stuff that you lost. He can restore what was taken. Why? Turn back the hand of time. He'll restore your youth. He'll make up the bed of your sickness. And you'll be stronger than you were before. You'll be happier than you were before. You'll be more full of joy than you ever had. That's why we can increase more and more. Come on. Time is in God. It's kind of like God stands up over time. And he's looking down in time. And here you are. Lord, I'm getting old now. And you still ain't blessed me. Now you gave me prophecy. See, he's standing outside of time. And he's seeing that he slowed up time on you. You ain't old as you think you are. Time ain't getting away from you like you think it is. Because see, God has already designated in time. Tell somebody he's never too late. You know, Abraham and Sarah, you know, we're just getting older here now and everything going wrong, everything going south and, you know, it's all messed up. But God said, no, at my appointed time, because see, I stand outside of time and my counsel shall not fail. I told you I'll visit you at an appointed time. Now that time might not look like your time. That's why you got to get in the frame of mind that I'm not going through a summer or a winter or a spring or an autumn. I'm going into due time. I'm going in the due season. My time can be any time.
We are continuing in part 27 of The Faith Crisis, My Steps Are Ordered. Malachi 3:6 states, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." God's compassion towards us is new every morning. The Lord exercises his power to override or permit things in our lives to push us into the path of the destiny he has prepared for us. If you're not walking in the Spirit, somewhere along the way, you will think that you've missed God. We are rational beings, but our thoughts and movements must be those of the Spirit. The land God is taking you into, you won't have to labor. This land God is leading you to requires obedience. The Lord is going to give you the early and latter rain.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.